Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, September 25th, 2015, and on today's podcast, we continue our discussion of human migration from the Middle East and Africa, among other topics. The world is now reacting to chaos, terrorism, and migration in a post-9/11, post-Christian world. According to The Economist magazine, Europe will soon have more physical barriers on its national borders than it did during the Cold War. More wire, more towers, and more sensors than ever before. More than a third of them went up in this year alone. The difference is that during the Cold War, the barriers were there to keep people in. Now they're there to keep people out. The drivers behind these conditions are the usual things that we've talked about many times before: war, famine, and chaos, as an example of those things pressing in on a nation from the outside. Its borders. By the end of this year, Israel will have completed the fence on its Jordanian border, making it a completely walled-in nation. The world we live in now is not the world without borders imagined by those who founded the EU. In the 1950s, conditions have changed in the world. Many nations see a need to protect something. Here in America, our politicians see nothing worth protecting. Nothing worth protecting enough to have secure borders, that is. But they do see a need to read the emails and listen to the phone calls of each and every American. Our borders, then, are wide open, but our communities are becoming more and more closed. Many who can afford it live behind gated and walled communities with private security. Many others move out to the middle of nowhere to try to escape. Politicians and pontiffs pontificate to the working stiffs of America while secure in their palatial mansions. With their Praetorian Guard, they lecture the rest of us about how we should embrace immigrants, redistribute what we work two jobs to have, and fix the climate, of course. We should all just be happy to be dispossessed from our birthright. In the meantime, migration shows no sign of letting up. To the contrary, it is being driven by forces in the Middle East that seem to be getting worse, not better. Russia has established a permanent military base in Syria and is bringing in tanks, armored fighting vehicles, and advanced fighter attack aircraft. Russian soldiers and Russian Marines, of course, accompany the equipment. Mr. Putin, it seems, knows his world, and he knows and understands his adversary. President Obama has never been willing to discuss Syria with Assad running it, that is. But now, all of a sudden, he's willing to talk. I understand that today, this very day, at the UN in New York City, President Obama and President Putin will sit down and discuss Syria for the first time. Russia is still active in Ukraine as well. That country is threatened by war, and it leaves 2 million people in the eastern part of the country in danger. The Obama administration, in response, will station nuclear weapons in Germany again to, quote, send Russia a message: more escalation, more chaos, more migration. Israel, too, prepares for the worst. The Jerusalem Post reports that the Palestinian Authority is about to collapse. If that happens, they say, and there is no strong authority to keep a lid on the chaos in the Palestinian territories, chaos will result. That's what the result would be: more hardship, more chaos, more migration. Who are these people who leave their homes and flee? Refugees, according to international law, are persons driven from their homes by war, natural disaster, or other circumstances beyond their control. They have little choice but to leave and seek refuge elsewhere. Migrants, on the other hand, are people who have homes but choose to leave for primarily economic reasons. The distinction is important under international law, since many treaties and other agreements obligate governments to give refugees at least temporary shelter. Migrants have a lower priority, at least in theory. They have a home they could return to. Europe is currently flooded by both refugees and migrants. Many lack passports and other identifying documents, making border control very difficult. In Syria alone, about 4 million people have left the country. Tens of thousands more leave each week. Many of these people sit in refugee camps on the borders of Jordan and Turkey, awaiting their chance to get to Europe or to the United States. Ms. Merkel, in Germany, of one of those politicians I mentioned earlier, she says Germany can take in 800,000 immigrants, but at the same time, she wants some border controls to get some order over the flow. Where will she house nearly a million immigrants? How will she feed them, educate them, etc.? European officials in Brussels, i.e. unelected bureaucrats that run the European Union, have said Germany can handle 500,000 more immigrants per year indefinitely. Ms. Merkel apparently thinks the German economy needs these people. Since Germans have stopped having live births and the German population is declining, Germany was once a great nation, despite its recent history. Many of us can trace our heritage there. Germans are illiterate and educated people who are descended from great warriors. Germany could lead Europe with someone who actually cared about the German people and German culture, but alas, Germany is 4% Muslim, and that number obviously grows daily. Here in America, we have our own problems as we remain constantly on the lookout for more and more Muslims to take in. The president says 85,000 this year, 100,000 next year, increasing each and every year. We have entered a post-Christian era, and we are well on our way to becoming anti-Christian. Other nations, such as Russia and China, once atheistic, now want what we once had here in America, and so they encourage religion. Finally, folks, I don't waive my birthright. In fact, I encourage all of you to resist the urge to waive yours as well. I will not voluntarily be dispossessed. I hope you feel the same way. At least that's the way I see it. Till next time, folks, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.